Go places.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
6 minutes after 9 o'clock. These clouds kind of keeping us company here, 65 degrees. Good morning. Tuesday talk round begins now with the real estate guy. I'll get you a shirt with that on it. Steve Dietrich, the real estate guy from Action Realty. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to have you. Good to have you in house.
It's good to be here.
All right. How's the golf game?
So-so.
Okay. So-so?
This there.
All right. Well, let's go from golf to numbers. You're our numbers guy, too, and you said nothing's really moving there.
Nothing moving yet, but there's sure a lot of talk, and I hope it does come to fruition, which we could see some break drops coming soon.
Right. Would that help you, like, in third and fourth quarter sales as you get kind of towards the winter months?
Absolutely. It would help us. You know, we still have a lot of good time left in the market, you know, before, quote, the snow flies or however you want to look at it. But when there's not that many listings out there, I don't know that the weather's that big a deal anymore either. It's, you know, the right house, the right time, and it's going to get taken. And there was a new listing that came on, not with our office, on Cottonwood Court up there, and I felt like it was priced pretty good to write, decent piece of property, and I know it's getting looked at pretty hard, so there's buyers out there.
Well, you said the staff and, your office, you're busy.
Yeah.
Things are humming, so yeah. Any new listings coming up with you?
Yep, there's a couple new listings coming that I know of for sure that I am working on, and people just have to start watching a little bit.
Right.
And I don't know, I just sense now that, you know, you get that week before the 4th, after the 4th is gone now, and I think it'll start getting a little more focus for the housing part again.
Get a little easier to sell then, too? Or is it ever easy?
It's, well, every time you think you got a slam dunk, I hate to say it that way.
No, it's
terminology,
true, right?
It's not. Something pops up. Or whatever it's going to be, but nothing's for sure anymore.
That kind of seems to be the way it goes, and then the things you think are going to be a real problem turn out to be actually easier than you thought.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you always think that you're going to have more problems with probably the cheaper houses just because there's more things wrong with those houses typically, or they need work. And you know, that creates another whole set of problems. You got to jump through the hoops for the banks and the appraisers and all that stuff, too. So, you know, you think of your more expensive homes as actually being your easier transactions, and there's probably some truth to that.
How about inspectors? We had one come in here, too, because we've had some work done, too. Does that flow over into real estate, too? I mean, you've got appraisers, but then do you have home inspectors, too, that come in and check, like, plumbing and electrical?
They check everything. I mean, they check every sink, every faucet, every outlet. I mean, they go up on the roof, they go in the attics, they go in the basements. You know, they check everything. They turn on the appliances. They don't miss too much. And, you know, so I always urge people nowadays to, have a home inspection. They'll run a minimum of $350 on up, depending on the size of the property. But, you know, I would tell you to make a $400 investment against a, $200,000 mistake.
That's true.
Pretty cheap investment.
Right. That is a good way to put it. Has it gotten more complicated as years have gone on? I mean, is there more stuff that they look at?
I don't know that it's gotten any more complicated. You know, the house is the house. You know, it's always, then there's things even, you know, believe me, I sell them and I don't always understand it, but electrical is one that's not up my alley,
right,
boy. So you got to really rely on those guys to hope they know what they're doing.
Well, and that whole field has gotten so much more advanced, too. I mean, just the stuff they put in here, I'm going, okay, I'm going to need a refresher course.
You know,
turning on the lights.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, there's just so many things out there that keep changing in the world of, you know, outlets or whatever. The technology is certainly changing.
Well, and I would think just for peace of mind, a home inspection would be, in kind of in the forefront of somebody's mind.
You know, I would certainly urge that. You know, some people, maybe you get a lot newer house and you hope and think there shouldn't be much wrong with the house at that age yet. And but, you know, the one thing they do that we don't typically do is they'll go up in the attic, you know, and who knows what you're going to find up there.
That's true.
Besides a bunch of bats or something. But
I don't even say that.
But you need to know that, too.
Right. Absolutely. And again, if people have any questions, buy buying, selling, they can just give you a call or stop into your office.
Yep, they can do that, and hopefully we'll have some answers, and if we don't have them, we'll find them.
All right, and get to your website, too, because you've got that available.
Yep, it's out there. So.
Steve, great to have you in here.
It's good to be in.
Get out and get some golfing done today, will you?
We'll see what happens.
All right, give me an update next week. Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty, talking real estate as we do every Tuesday here at Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane.